Some Kentuckians awaiting to reunite with loved ones fleeing war-torn countries are among those impacted by the immigration and refugee bans enacted by President Donald Trump over the weekend. Our Capitol reporter Rylan Barton says the policies have made the Commonwealth's refugee communities worried about the future.
Lodrig Mutabazi is a 32-year-old Congolese refugee and works at the Amazon Shipping Center in Lexington. He moved there a little over a year ago.
It's a small city, but which is 100% clean. And even the community where I stay, they say hi to me. I can talk to them anytime in case of advice or anything else. Actually, it's a good community to me.
Mutabazi used to be a large animal veterinarian in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but fled the ongoing civil war in the country in 2008. He ended up in a refugee camp in neighboring Uganda, where he taught elementary school and worked as a translator, eventually marrying a woman from his hometown. His wife and child were supposed to immigrate to the U.S. in the next few months, but he says it's not clear anymore when or if they'll be able to come.
For her, she was very happy, saying that maybe within 4 to 5 months she will be able to come. But after I have given to her that news, she was very disappointed up to now. But I was just trying to say that do not get lose hope that anything may happen. Maybe the president may change the decision. We never know what will be next.
Mutabazi's son was born a week after he immigrated to the United States. He hasn't seen him in person.
I don't know how my boy look like, except they just send me like the pictures or what, but I don't know how my boy look like. I don't know. They used just to send me the pictures on email. That's all.
Trump issued the executive order Friday evening, halting the resettlement of refugees from all countries for 120 days. He also indefinitely banned refugees from Syria and issued a 90-day ban on the entry of citizens from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. Mary Cobb, Lexington director of Kentucky Refugee Ministries, says her staff has been scrambling to get in touch with those affected by the actions.
The main effect on people already here is that your families who may be joining you are going to be delayed, and we don't know when or if or what the exceptions will be or how long the delays will be. In terms of refugees overseas, whether or not they have family here, you know, I don't know who's contacting them, if anyone.
Trump's move had immediate effects, blocking entry for those already traveling to the U.S. It also drew immediate backlash, with thousands of protesters picketing outside of airports across the country. On Sunday morning, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell said he wouldn't criticize Trump for strengthening the country's process for vetting immigrants.
Look, the president has a lot of latitude to try to secure the country, and I'm not going to make a blanket criticism of this effort. However, I think it's important to remember, as I said, a lot of Muslims are our best sources in the war against terror.
Cobb says the president shouldn't have issued a total block on refugees. She says the vetting process is very thorough already, but didn't rule out adding steps.
People don't just get a ticket and show up and say, I'm a refugee, let me in. They've been screened for 18 to 24 months on average, many for longer. Every security database, intelligence database, you know, is pinged multiple times.
Kentucky has received more than 11,000 refugees since October 2010. 45% of those refugees were children, with an average age of 8 years old. Mutabazi says he hopes Congress steps in and pushes the president to scale back the immigration orders.
My prayer is the president to change his decision, or the president to have a new plan so that can allow people to come here.
I'm Rylan Barton in Lexington.